one of the greatest mysteries of the history of life on Earth actually doesn't involve a mass extinction, as many of the big natural mysteries do. Instead, it involves the opposite, though may well be related to a mass extinction that may have kicked it off. Known as the Cambrian Explosion, this period represents a very short period in geologic time that only took about 13 to 25 million years to complete, starting about 538.8 million years ago, that saw a very sudden radiation of complex life on Earth, with almost all major animal phyla we know of since to today beginning to appear. And it wasn't just limited to the animals. Other organisms were doing it at this time to varying degrees. Before the Cambrian explosion, most life was relatively simple. Individual single-celled microorganisms abounded, as did multicellular organisms, which often formed colonies along with other primitive forms. But all of a sudden, everything diversified very rapidly, more resembling the Earth life of today when it completed than the Earth before it. This period even saw the earliest chordates. This mystery was first noticed a very long time ago, as early as William Buckland in the 1840s, who noticed the very rapid appearance of complex organisms in what he called the primordial strata. Charles Darwin knew of this oddity and mentions it in The Origin of Species, and actually self-admittedly called it one of the main problems with his theory of natural selection. He expected that earlier seas had harbored many precursors, but this did not seem to be the case. At the time, the question was asked, well, were we just missing earlier fossils for whatever reason, something didn't preserve? In other words, were we seeing a kind of illusion in the fossil record because the precursor animals for whatever reason didn't fossilize? What Buckland noticed was that an extinct organism we already knew about was key here. It was the trilobite. People have found trilobite fossils and wondered what they were, probably all across human history, but they weren't first scientifically described until 1698. They were well known by the mid-19th century when Buckland was active. Buckland determined that whatever happened, the trilobites first suddenly appeared at the base of the Cambrian rock deposits. Geologists were later able to estimate the ages of these rock strata, and further discoveries only deepened the mystery. As an aside, this is one of the things that drew me to science in the first place, the willingness to revise, and through the process of revision, learn. By the sixth edition of Darwin's book, he was openly stating that he could give no satisfactory answer with his theory regarding the Cambrian explosion. It reminds me of Isaac Newton over a century before. When describing gravity, he was careful to say that he was only describing how it acts, not what it was. To that, he said, "I feign no hypothesis." And we're still in that boat with gravity to this day. We don't know what it is, just what it does. And we don't know what really caused the Cambrian explosion either to this day. But scientists have a much better handle on it than they did in the days of Darwin. So to the fossils. These days, fossil evidence of life itself goes back at least 3.8 billion years. There are rock deposits in Australia that go back to that age and show very clear evidence of bacterial colonies called stromatolites. These actually still form today and are very heavily linked with microbial life. So life definitely is much older than the Cambrian explosion, but the question has to be asked, why didn't it happen much earlier? In the 1970s, it was found that there were complex animals before the explosion, as complex as the Cambrian life, but in a very different way. One example here are the arthropods. The trilobites were arthropods, and we still have plenty of those today. They're everywhere, from lobsters, crustaceans, insects, etc., etc. And there are 10 million known species still around. But one of them stands alone. Known as Morella, this genus is an enigma. These specimens of this animal are found in the Burgess Shale of Canada, and to a rarer extent, deposits in China, and most examples are from the Middle Cambrian period. They've been known since 1909, when Charles Doolittle Walcott found one in the shale and described it as a really weird trilobite. It was very clearly an arthropod, that isn't in question. But it's not like any of the rest of them, in that it radically varies in everything, from its legs to its gills, and eventually it was concluded that it wasn't a trilobite, nor a crustacean or anything like that since. It's its own thing in the world of arthropods. The Burgess Shale actually yielded a number of other unique species, So what can be said is that the fauna in that shale was more complex and diverse than anyone had thought. Nature surprises yet again. But the mystery of Morella is that, alright, so where does it fit into the picture of the Cambrian explosion? And more importantly, why are the vast majority of them found only in the Burgess Shale? Was there something about that shale that fossilizes fauna in a very fine way? That didn't happen elsewhere, meaning that we have a lot of lost fossils from this period, and Morella is a rare survivor. Or was it just unique to the area of the ocean the Burgess Shale formerly made up? If it's simply that Morella had a low fossilization potential, then what of the time before the Cambrian explosion? Did most animals existing before the explosion also have a low fossilization potential, and they just weren't preserved, leading to the illusion in the fossil record? Could Morella have been a holdout, having a much longer history than what is preserved in the fossil record? And actually, is a Precambrian explosion organism miraculously preserved in a very special kind of higher resolution shale? The question remains open, and all we know is that Morella was an arthropod that does not resemble any living animal today or in the Cambrian. But there's an interesting clue, in that Morella's shell appears to have been soft, not hard, and that may provide a clue on why it only rarely fossilized. Soft-bodied creatures tend to rot away before they have a chance to fossilize, unlike the hard shells of some organisms. Indeed, the fossil record is so bad, for a number of reasons, that out of the over 30 phyla living today, two-thirds have not been found in the fossil record, because they just don't preserve enough remains for geology to take over. And on top of that, Earth destroys its fossils through active geology. Things get ground up, subducted, weathered away, and so on, all on top of many organisms not being particularly suitable for fossilization, except under very conditional circumstances. But on the other hand, the answer may actually be simpler. Gould and Eldridge developed a view that the Cambrian explosion is real and stems from evolution actually undergoing periods of equilibrium where not much happens. Until that stasis is broken and all of a sudden a period of rapid change occurs in evolution, which results in diversification almost instantly, at least geologically speaking. Newer analysis, however, has pushed it back in the direction of simply being a matter of complex animals, similar to modern types, might be older than the start of the Cambrian period. And dating rocks has become better, but as it has, it's changed the dates of the onset of the Cambrian period. In 2004, it was 542 million years ago, but now it's 538.8 million years ago, again a product of scientific revision. The effect of continental drift also plays in that the explosion seems to have happened during a period of much continental change, which may have played a role. Sometimes, however, very rarely, the fossil record can be quite stunning, again because of circumstances. In 2019, a find known as the Qinjiang biota in China was discovered that preserved soft tissues of all kinds, a type of situation called a fossil Lagerstätt. Basically, what happens is that the organism's corpse ends up in a very low oxygen environment, which can preserve things with minimal bacterial action. That delays decomposition so long that even fine, soft biological features can last long enough to form an impression in the matrix that preserves as a fossil. This deposit dates from 518 million years ago, but here's the kicker. Over half of the species found in the deposit's fossils were previously unknown, and this happened in 2019, not long ago. But with the Cambrian explosion, there are other mysteries. Chemists looking at geological chemical markers show that right at the start of the Cambrian period, there's evidence of a very drastic, very rapid change in the environment. This looks like one of two things. A mass extinction event of some kind was caused by this, or there may have been a catastrophic release of methane into the atmosphere at this time. Methane gets locked up as ice, clathrates, in the deep ocean, and that still happens. Get enough of it all releasing at once, and climate change results. But which came first, the explosion or the methane release, which could have been caused by the explosion? No one knows. Other possibilities include the slow rise of oxygen in Earth's atmosphere may have hit a point where the explosion could happen in the oceans, and it did it the very first moment there was enough dissolved oxygen for it to happen. The ozone layer is another. It may not have been strong enough until the Cambrian to allow for the explosion. A surge in calcium in the oceans from oceanic volcanism favoring the development of shells has been suggested, and many others, and it may be a combination of any of those factors. But there are a few other mysteries. So the Cambrian period ends with a huge extinction event. The trilobites were hit particularly hard. This particular one is thought to have been due to increased volcanism. But after it began the Ordovician period, lo and behold, there was yet another great biodiversification event. Life contracted and then exploded yet again. And there's some evidence for a separate explosion happening before the Cambrian explosion, but not preserved as well. The Cambrian explosion tells us one thing. We do not have a great handle on the development of life on this world. There are still many mysteries and room for revision. But since I can't make a video without mentioning space, imagine what the fossil record of a long-inhabited exoplanet would be like. Thanks for listening. I'm futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently nestled up for the holidays. I'm having coffee working on my upcoming novel. Anna is trying to figure out how to cook to little avail. AI and chatbots need much work in that area. And the opossum, unsurprisingly, has hit the eggnog a bit too hard and is fast asleep. Happy holidays, everyone, and a wonderful new year. But we're not done yet. There are still a couple of videos to do on this channel before we round out 2024. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.